You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hi, it's Butter of Detroit. You know, it's a new podcast. We have, I'm T. We have the panel host, and we wanted to give you different topics and different stories, life stories, parenting, music, cars, fashion, you know, all things Detroit.
Yeah, the Detroit culture.
Mm-hmm. So, we wanted to thank Podcast Detroit for giving us a platform. You know, we always had a voice. We just needed a platform.
Let's give a big ups to the Podcast Detroit, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves, and we're going to go from there.
Well, my name is Andor. You know what I'm saying? Government, but we're going to keep it official. Podcast. I'm Mr. 420 on deck in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I'm E, man. I'm just here. I'm just here because I'm up.
All right, all right.
It's capital D, D Kane. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Let's get it.
And, you know, it's T, Miss Lovely. You know, we're going to just give you a bit of a first topic that we're going to talk about today. How do you spend your free time? You know, we're going to open up the floor for everybody to say how they spend their free time. And follow-up question would be, how do you spend your time now versus 10 years ago?
Well, I spend my time right now trying to do better in life besides 10 years ago when it was just free time and just being a jerk, you know what I'm saying, being an a-hole. But right now, I have a daughter, I have a child, so I'm trying to be the best I can be for my child.
Okay, that's what's up. What do you do now versus
10 years
what
ago?
You did 10 years ago?
10 years ago, I was just a jerk. I was just wilding, wild outrageous. You know what I mean?
Man. Mm.
Talking about business on phones, doing stupid stuff.
Right.
And that's not cool no more.
Right. We want to be more positive nowadays. You know, it's 2020. It's a new decade. You know, we got a lot to look forward to. We got Detroit coming back and re-innovating everything and bringing the city back. And the neighborhoods is coming back. The crime is going away.
Gentrification.
Right. Yeah, we got that. But
it's a good change, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
We got a lot of stuff going on, you know? We just got to keep up with the times. Yes. We got to keep it moving.
Yes.
Right.
Every day, you know?
You know, for me, I just be chilling. I don't be getting into too much stuff. I go out here and there.
Yeah.
I don't really do too much. You know, cut my house, dude. Just be chilling, cutting grass.
Right. Sure.
Fixing up stuff.
Right. You know, staying out of trouble. Yeah. Shit, basically.
And hey, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? I don't mean to chime in, but cut off.
No, you straight.
You know, us three. Besides the one that's missing, we've been together forever. This is my brother. That's my brother, even though he's my cousin, but we brothers.
Right.
We love each other.
I done heard some stories now.
Oh, please. You don't want them stories.
Right. I done heard some stories. Jeez. I'd be like, for real?
Man.
Hey.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Shoot.
From then to now, I would say, man, it's changed a lot. You know, time, we used to do a lot of more active stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody really active like they usually used to
we
be.
We deactivated.
We, you know what I'm saying?
Activated.
I think
we
deactivated.
More
deactivated.
Spending your time.
We need to get activated.
10 years ago.
You know, Sada, baby. We need
15
to.
Years ago or something, you know, everybody was hooping. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We was going places, trying to find stuff to get into. You know what I'm saying? It's like now it's like, times didn't change. You know, you get a little older, you ain't got too much time to do a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? You spend your time mainly doing the majority of what? Working, taking care of the kids, coming back home. It's like a cycle.
But
at the same time, you got to break yourself
out of the
cycle.
But you got to educate yourself, too.
Exactly.
You know, you got to stay educated.
Education always been a big thing in our life.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, education is a must. You got to have that because if you don't stay grounded on what's going on, you lost. You know what I'm saying? Like the kids.
Can't
educate.
Stay stagnant.
No, you can't stay stagnant. And you got to be willing to learn from more than just us. You know what I'm saying? Because these kids is teaching us.
Since we're on a podcast, and I can't say what I really want to say.
Oh, you say
whatever
you want to say.
Okay.
As in the words of Uncle Nick, ain't no sea average niggas over here.
No, it ain't. No, you're damn right. You gotta stay on your toes.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Be average, you know what I'm saying? You ain't really gonna make it too much, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta get on your shit and be out here and make some moves.
You wanna be average doctor working on you?
You said who?
A be average doctor.
Right. Like you get sick and an average doctor
wanna,
come out like,
I wanna be healthy. I don't wanna go to the doctor at all.
What up, bro, y'all? Shout out to everybody chiming in on my live, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Real
quick. Tell everybody said what up.
Ace going live.
Ace said live. Everybody said what up, y'all. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Spending time now, back then, it was this. I think it was more fun. So it was like you was reckless with your time. You ain't your time. Time was just like.
We ain't have smartphones.
You ain't have to worry about yet.
Yeah, exactly. We had Nextels. Yeah,
you wasn't even chimed in like that.
Did you say Nextels? Beep.
We had pagers.
We had Ameritech pagers.
Nokia phones, man.
Right.
Big block.
To reach me is to beat me.
It wasn't even no.
What was the other one? What was the other? StarTech.
StarTech. I'm locked out.
Oh.
I pulled out.
There
I go. I'm back on.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have this technology we had. I think that's a major key to why a lot of people's, the time is like, it's not important.
Is
like
that
it is,
why
bro.
A lot of people don't like do anything? Or is a lot of people, why?
You got to pay attention to the kids.
Right.
When you have for instance, I have an 11-year-old daughter.
Uh-huh. Me too. I have a 10-year-old daughter.
And before she got her phone took it from her?
Yes.
The only, pick her up from school, the first thing she did was, and then all the way home.
Right. That's
Jay, what you do in school today?
Yeah. You see that now? Ain't just the kids though. You can go like,
yeah.
You go like right downtown right now. Everybody got this just doing this right now.
If
you're
glued to your hand like that,
I can walk up and pat your pockets. Like
me and my baby mama went to out to eat the other day at out there in Southfield. Everybody in the jagged fork, whatever it's called.
Yeah, jagged fork.
Everybody was like this. Everybody.
While you was eating? Look,
it's almost like to the point where the restaurant is at a complete silence because ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Usually when you walk in a restaurant, you get mad talk. Like, so it's just that noise of utter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That noise of utter or whatever. Everybody
so
just
I told
kicking.
Brandy.
Ain't that how they say? You know what I'm saying? When you communicate, they was predicting like how we was going to communicate without talking and they was like, how was that possible? And now this is how we communicate.
Without
talking. Yep.
Yeah.
The only thing ain't got now is flying cars.
Just about.
Well, you know that's going to come.
Here you go.
It was like, you was waiting. Right.
They ain't make the Jetsons for nothing.
Exactly. We getting to the point. It's getting, they electric.
We close.
They electric. Yeah. Look, they ain't gas no more.
And driving by themselves.
Is it right?
Yeah. You
on some real.
Tulsa, whatever it is.
Let's get it. But yeah, man, it's like the times has changed so much, though. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like to spend your time is like to do what?
To,
know
right.
what I'm saying nowadays.
Especially if you got family, you want to make sure you got generational wealth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you helping your fellow sister and brother.
Exactly.
And keeping everybody uplifted and in a positive state.
Exactly.
You know, back in the day, we was just, you know.
Clubbing.
Right. Having
drinking,
fun.
Drinking, smoking, so chilling in cars. Yeah. Man, chilling mad freestyle sessions in cars.
We wasn't, you know, legal. No, you know?
Running from making sure we wasn't. We couldn't even smoke like we can now, though. We were smoking like, hey.
Right. Man, we ain't been to
a like, look, pass that shit down here. Don't pass that shit up here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't been to a real. We ain't been to a club for real. And but we ain't been. The last time we went to a club, it was me, Terrence, him, and Marcus. No, we was at St. Andrews, and we just stood there like.
It don't feel the same no more, man. That clubbing, that scene
it's
is
over.
To me is a dead scene. Some people can hold on to it. Some people that's the lifestyle to some people that they, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't knocking that because that's how people eat. Some people make money off of that type of shit.
I mean, I'm cool with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm cool with that. If you're a promoter of this and that.
Yeah, you gotta make your money.
But just going to hang, man, I'd rather go to the crib watching ESPN.
I'm at the crib with that. You know what I'm saying? For real. We can go to a bar every once, shoot the breeze at the bar or whatever.
I
go, you know what I'm saying? But be going to some club and just sitting watching basically 10, 15 years older, nothing. You know what I'm saying? All right, it's not for me. It's like babies, right? I got kids, right? You know what I'm saying? These ages of everybody trying to be in the club.
You know,
right?
You want to just get yourself out of that whole little thinking and
exactly.
just think more.
You're supposed
positive
to build. Spend your money on something more positive. You know what I'm saying?
Like buy a property. You right. know, save it. You ain't got to spend it. Save it.
You ain't got to save it. Right.
Shit. It's most of the people, they in their income taxes, they spending a whole thing. You know what I'm saying? It's been the whole thing. They not even trying to save it. Look, I seen we pay taxes though.
We do.
Right. We rode past Art Van the other day. Ain't never in my life seen this
Art
Van. I ride past this Art Van every day to drop the kids off, dog. I've never seen this Art Van so packed.
Can I say
you know what I'm saying? Go ahead, get in there.
Since y'all a family right now, y'all know Art Van going out of business. So they got a liquidation sale.
Right.
Go buy some furniture.
Right, no, furniture would be
fine. Oh, but dude, why buy furniture?
Basically. You see that little girl on the news? She was waiting for them to come fix it. How they going to come fix it if they going out of business?
Right. Crazy, man.
Got to make better investments.
Now, you said something about fashion.
Don't invest in furniture. Furniture
right.
is furniture nothing.
Though, right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know.
Kids going to tear that up and buy the hot ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's a wrap. Don't have no pets. It's over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like our grandma's had that plastic
visitors,
on that
right?
Dog ass lamb skin couch. You gonna have plastic on that? You ain't touching that, boy. Get your head combed back.
So get your head combed back.
Man, but kids though, man, kids.
It's just funny how when you was kids, you was seeing stuff. That, you know, like now these kids, basically like the kids today, they wear the stuff that we used to tease people about. Like
right. tight pants.
Like,
and
tight pants. Like you got some panties on.
Oh, the fashion. Oh, man.
And Vans.
Yeah. The fashion.
Yeah, the fashion is,
the fashion is different.
Then they like a little bit more advanced, too.
It's
they more,
different.
It's more technology-wise, and then they get to see everything.
Yeah.
Like, if we saw, it's probably stuff was going on back then we just didn't see.
Yeah.
Because
we didn't have the social media. Yeah. Now like everybody got social media. They got their phone in their hand. Mm-hmm. Soon something happened, they ready to record.
Right. You see, like back in the day, for instance, I'm going to bring up a pair of shoes that a lot of people didn't know nothing about. But when we bring it up, they be like, what are those? Those ugly. Wallabies, Clarks, real Clarks.
I was not talking about that too.
Wallabies. Wallabies. Lux.
I was like, get your kids some Wallabies.
No,
like,
we want Clarks.
I know, but Lux, it was all in the trend. It was all in the...
Man, that was cash money gay stuff. Anyway. We was Clarks, Wallabies.
It was garbage stuff back in the day, though.
They had some garbage stuff. Yeah, they definitely had some garbage stuff out, but then that's what's hot now. Yeah.
But we did what was fresh.
Bring back Jordan ass jeans.
They still selling them.
There be one rapper wearing.
Why
these still being styled?
These two dudes skipped school to get the Jordan, the fresh Jordan.
Jordan came out on a Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah, they did on a day.
How long did it take the Jordans to come out?
No, they was out early.
I mean,
you
like
had to be at the mall.
We had a friend
every time.
We had a friend that worked at Foot Locker.
Yeah, Lanessa worked there. Mm-hmm. No, Lanessa worked there. Shout out to Lanessa. You know what I'm saying? 100 to Lanessa. You know what I'm saying?
Got us
them. I don't know what number them was. That was my first time buying a pair of J's. I ain't gonna hold you up.
11. and then he had to pay. He had
spending that money.
He had he had them jeans I hated that hang over his shoes. I was like, man, I'm gonna burn them.
And then I tell you, he used to hate them jeans.
Yeah.
I used to wear.
But you
like,
had some empty hammer jeans.
Man, them ones used to be like,
yes.
It was kind of shady. They flaring out.
You know how
I used to make them look. It made the tongue look like you could see my Jordan tongue.
Yeah, but they were so long.
But at the same time, they was horrible on the back end. You know what I'm saying?
The back end.
Yeah, Kane used to be pissed about that shit. He's always like, I'm going to burn them pants, dog. Every time if I get a chance to get the pants, I'm going to burn
like
them.
You wore them like that?
No, I just wore them when I wore them shoes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because they made it stand out to me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my first pair of J's, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I paid for these. You know what,
you know, but since we on the podcast, since we being live and we on the podcast, I want to bring up something that I'm still pissed about to this day.
What?
This guy.
Oh, which one? You
this guy.
Point that way.
That nigga finger going out like
here you go. Me.
Because he know what I'm about to say.
No, I don't.
Little baby.
I went to Foot Locker and bought me some Toon Airs. And they...
Oh, here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go.
So they gave me a size different. I have a 7.5 and an 8. Mm-hmm. So I took them back the next day. And this genius went and bought the same shoes. And I said, that's forever. I would never take nobody else shopping with me.
You talking about the tempo?
No, the Air Maxes.
I know.
I had the orange and black ones. He had the black and gray
ones. Okay. It wasn't the same color though, bro.
I still would never take nobody shopping with me.
It was not the same color shoe. It wasn't the same exact shoe.
Relax.
I didn't steal your whole flavor.
But you gotta relax.
Cuz, baby.
You know I love you to death.
Y'all day.
That's what's up.
Heck yeah.
Man, dog, this shit right here is kind of live.
Yeah, it is. It's cool right here. I like this.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate this torture.
So we open up the floor, you know. Yeah, yeah. We can talk about anything.
Anything y'all want to talk? Yubi. Let's talk about Yubi.
You talking about me? Talk about yourself.
I don't got no problem talking about myself. You
definitely don't.
I'm though. CapitalD.com, gmail.com. Yeah, I ain't. Because we going to smoke after this.
Get it in.
I got weed in my pocket.
I got weed in my pocket.
You got a nickel bag in your pocket.
I got a dime in my pocket.
Hey, man.
You know you got to the dispensary now.
Nickel right. Bag. Yeah, they want to open the new dispensary in Ferndale Friday.
No, Sunday at 9.
Sunday at 9 o'clock.
No, on different cities where they open the
dispensary. You know, I'm Mr. 420 if you didn't know, if you didn't recognize it. You got to know and understand that. Man, I'm going to know all that about that. We're going to get on that on the next time we get into the podcast. Thing, cause we ain't got enough time to get into them conversations, but we gonna get into the marijuana in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? The embrace.
I mean, it's revenue.
Barlow,
they getting paid.
You nigga said Barlow.
And it's also a revenue that's getting a lot of local people cut off too, though. No, a lot of people come in and
black market
shot too, though.
Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's why a lot of these people still go to the streets. Like, man, we ain't about to. A lot of them, true talk.
Black
it
market,
is. It is.
Because some of the black market stuff better than some of the stuff that's in the dispensary.
Well.
They put crack in it, dog.
No.
That's why they made the dispensary, you know, you don't have to do those things.
I just looked over there and said, we'll stop.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, but uncle used to sell dope over there back in the day. This is Cash Quarter. I ain't playing.
Yeah, this is Cash Quarter. So basically, right.
Cash Quarter.
Exactly.
AKA Skid Row.
Yeah, it's amazing how the landscape changed over the years.
It didn't change tremendously.
Gentrification.
Right. Everything and came
like, right
down.
Exactly where the Pistons play at now is where, like, the building, like, you could walk in that building because it was, man.
What was that building before it became?
It was like
I forgot.
Real Carter. Hey, down
there.
What's up? Right. Oh, he got control.
Yeah, the Roosters was right across the street. Right?
He trying to kiss her.
Right across the street.
Roosters, yeah.
That's his section.
Yeah, where they took it down.
That's your section.
Yeah. That's my section.
Before they took it down.
My section down. Southwest, River Rouge, E-Course area, all up. My people's down there. That's family. Bam, fam, too.
East side, my section. Yeah. Is my section right
east side, too.
East side all day.
Mac Alive.
Mac and B-Wick.
Take it back down.
Mac and B-Wick.
Red
Zone.
Mac Ave.
East
Warren. Mac Ave
all day.
Yeah.
3 mile Bedford Corville.
Shout out to the west side, too, man.
Yeah, the west side.
Shout out to the west side.
The west side
get out.
The west side gets
it. Right,
man, the west side got so many food places.
Hey, y'all ever think about that, bro?
They do got a solid number on the food.
While we talking about something, man, dog, we about to move back east, right? You know what I'm saying? So
coming back.
Low key. You know, I never been a fan. You know what I'm saying? I never been a fan of wanting to stay west. You know what I'm saying? Until I've been on the west, and because it's like so much
to do
over there, bro.
Yes.
But it's like, it's life. You know what I'm saying?
But when you west and everybody east, you so far away from somebody.
Yeah.
You just
that's the only thing about the business.
Right. Everybody not in your business.
Yeah. It's a good thing and a bad thing. Because
when
like,
me, Brandy, and Tiff stayed right here on Willis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the only people that was over here was Yubi and Chuck.
Because ain't nobody, when you out of sight, you out of mind.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's a good thing because it's like you got your mind to think and do, you know what I'm saying,
what
you trying to do.
You choose what you want
to
do when you want to do it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't got nobody in your ear, you know what I'm saying, just constantly giving you a constant,
not
you know what I'm saying,
knocking
on your door. You know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you
get
It's like invite only type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm gonna come get you and bring you.
When you that far, ain't nobody coming that far anyway. Some, you know what I'm saying?
Call you before they come.
You know what I'm saying? They'll come. You come. You know what I'm saying? You come chicken. That's why
you come
that
shit. Way.
Right.
I want to come kick it with you.
Nigga said almanac.
See, when I ain't got nothing to do, I want to come kick it with you, but you so far away, it's like, okay, what time are you off? This, this, and that. And then if I come, it'd be so late when I leave. So I just be like, you know what?
Right.
Stay my way.
And see, that'd be my thing. See, now I'm West at the moment. You know, I love being East. But at the same time, I got so much going on. It ain't no... And
y'all just don't know. When y'all come back East.
Yeah, when you come back East, it's going to be a different story.
Yeah, sweet master of both sides of the city.
You know, I'm sleep in your backyard.
But yeah, that I can definitely say what
you
said.
It's over here on Tyreman and what you call it. You hey. Talk to an East side.
You talk about like, you
going to sleep in the backyard.
They don't even know what you talking about.
They be like, what?
He like, who?
Just that is true. I'm buying y'all a barbecue grill so I can barbecue when y'all not at home.
Oh my God.
Y'all not at home. No, but that, like, knowing your location,
that smoke?
Though, knowing the city is a good thing, though, because at the same time, a lot of people don't know the direction. Like, if you're from the east side and you move west, but next thing you know, you on the west, but you don't know where you're at.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't know what's around you. You're surrounded. You feel like you violated it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or not violated, but you feel threatened by the surroundings.
Right.
Because you're not surrounded. You're not. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been around some hoods, like on foot, like.
And it don't even be that bad sometimes.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
That
be the crazy part.
It do. They show you more love.
I ain't going to say it ain't, but it do, though. It be, hey.
Yeah, some areas, on, some boy. Areas, that's what I'm saying. If you don't know, and that's the education part where you say you got to stay educated.
Me and A been into some situations, like we done been out of town, and we done saw some stuff down south.
That's
like,
true,
tell
bro.
Tell a prime example. When we went to the west side for the first time, when we was over there on Grand River at, what was that? Grand River at the Boulevard. You can pull up to the gas station. You know it's gas station, right? They pull up with some crackhead out there, like, come on, man. Straight through that mud, like,
no, like, straight, yo. You know what I'm saying? So like, what's going on?
So we wound up, we had to go on Schoolcraft and somewhere over there. Yeah. I ain't gonna name the street though, because they probably watching.
Right.
You know, on Schoolcraft over there.
They gotta relax though. So, they watching.
We over there, we chilling.
Right.
Niggas walking like you know, like a West Side Story shit going on. Like, them niggas walking and shit, surrounding the car and shit.
It's just different shit going on, right?
Wow. Hold on,
dog.
What's going on?
Hold on, can I pause for a second? Sweetheart, excuse me. Excuse me. What's your name again?
Ellen.
Ellen?
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything, Ellen? You good?
Okay.
Hey, Ellen. I just want to thank Ellen for engineering our podcast today. Thank you, Ellen.
Ellen Fly on this joint, you know what I mean?
Let's get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is dope. This is dope, right?
So this is like a little test run. You know what I'm saying? And I like to thank my baby for, you know what I'm saying, bringing us out here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. You're oh so welcome. You're oh so welcome.
Because this is something different, you know what I'm saying? Something we've been talking about doing for a long time.
Yes.
And you know what I'm
different
saying?
Different topics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Vast.
And what's crazy, I said to myself, I said, you know what? This is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Flat out.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
So the name of the podcast, y'all.
Utter Detroit.
You know, just a little chopping, chop it up. You know what I'm saying? This is just a test run today. We was on our way, running a little late, so.
Yeah,
you know,
we missed a couple of people. You know, they didn't come in. They didn't, you know.
We had some footnotes and everything, a little bit more topics, a little bit more organized. We wanted to run it, but, you know, next time, next go around, and next, you know what I'm saying, next opportunity, we'll be having it, you know what I'm saying, a little bit more ready for y'all to indulge into listening to us.
Indulge in these conversations.
Chopping into these conversations, right.
These deep conversations.
But chopping down this lumber, you know.
Yes.
Torsha mentioned something earlier that she said before. She said about fashion. And I don't call her Torsha. I call her Get Torched. Anyway.
But you know.
But fashion.
Catching.
First of all, let's bring back Nautica, Tommy Hilfiger, and Nike. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the tight jeans and the Vans.
What about the polo?
You can't even go into a store and buy a pair of pants, and you like they still go. You like you can buy them a bigger, they still be tight. Like bro,
I can even buy my.
Look,
they don't even make them.
I try to buy my daughter.
I don't want them too baggy. I ain't like the baggy jeans hanging over.
But I tried to buy my daughter some pants the other day, and everything was tight and everything was short. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
It's like they're making it for a certain, you know what I'm saying, certain style.
Certain body style.
We got to find that, hey, that, oh, we, or put your money in, put your money where
and
it needs to be.
Build your own brand.
And get your own clothes.
Make it like, make
your own clothes.
Maurice Malone, for example. Maurice Malone from the church.
That 90s baby style.
Like,
let's just bring Illmatic back. Huh? Let's just bring Illmatic back.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
They ain't ready for it.
Nah, they ain't.
Too conscious.
96B.
And dog pulling up.
Somebody driving an Impala.
Right. Let's get it.
Yeah. This is it. I like this setup.
Yeah, man. This is a nice little opportunity to get something off, get some stuff off your chest. Mm-hmm. You got to get a little bit more educated with it. But at the same time, we're going to have to wrap this up. You got, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of this last little minute. So at the same time, we'd like to thank everybody that came out to listen and everybody that viewed us on our
thank you for coming live.
And Shwarma's on Yubi.
Utter of Detroit.
Utter of Detroit.
Let's Utter. Let's Detroit, Utter. Let's talk about it.
Yep, and we'll be tuning into you soon.
And Shwarma's on Yubi.
All right.
thank you and good night.
Good night.